Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. We're on Rumble, VMO. We're still not posting on YouTube because we'll just get kicked off anyway. But I think we're on, what else are we on? We're on several stations. But anyway, also on BBS Radio, so you can check out at As You Wish Talk Radio. But there's a lot of, we're going out to over 100 affiliates in 100 plus countries. So things are really taking off. I wanted to get into the news. There's so much going on. It's crazy. It's a, show right now. Allegedly there was another assassination attempt, was made on Trump. And that's totaling, at least 14 now. Most likely orchestrated by the deep state. And now the lamestream news is saying it never happened, but, when have they ever told the truth? So we don't know about that one, but, can't depend on them for information, but we'll see. It's come out over several websites, so we don't know if it's true or not. But anyway, there have been, quite a few attempts, and you just don't hear about those. Wow, we got some thunder and lightning ahead. That's nice. So these attempts seem to validate the fact that he's not working for them. Base logic, folks, he and the White Hats have been exposing political corruption, taking down the underground tunnels, bases, major child and trafficking rings, global drug smuggling operations, et cetera, all connected to the deep state. So do the math, quit putting out this nonsense, and this also makes one wonder just why David Icke is so anti-Trump. When I heard him viciously saying these things, I go, what is wrong with this guy? Something's wrong with his picture. It's like, you don't take down people that are working, on the side of good or doing the same things that you're trying to expose. It doesn't make any sense. But obviously there's a lot of YouTube videos about that are kind of exposing David Icke for going after Trump. So, we'll see, if he professes to be against child sex and drug trafficking, it does, however, answer, why so many Hollywood and the music industry people are never Trumpers. But anyway, that question really needs to be answered. I don't have any answer for that. People keep asking me and it doesn't make any sense to me anyway. But the body cam footage of the Pelosi hammer attack was ordered to be released, and it's not the first time he was hammered. At least this time he wasn't driving. Nancy and Paul Pelosi are being investigated due to inside tips on major stock deals. Right before major government contracts, and Paul mysteriously bought stocks in companies and sold stocks. In the case of Google, when a government moved to break up the monopoly, it was in the process of being set into motion. So, actually on Paul's behalf, he could be psychic, deriving millions from his gift over the years, but I wouldn't count on that one. Anyway, Adam Schiff and Eric Smallwell, it's actually Swalwell, but I call him Smallwell because it's not too deep, but and Ilhan Omar was taken off the Intel committee and now are making public threats and accusations. It's unbelievable. Seriously, none of them could pass a boy or Girl Scout security clearance. Schiff's a pathological liar who trumped up false narratives concerning Russian collusion. Swalwell is another pathological liar suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, along with the loss of bowel control. Swalwell slept with a Chinese spy, Fang Fang, and Ilhan Omar married her brother in some shady immigration moves and has extreme anti-American sentiments. None are qualified to represent Americans. And considering their backgrounds, one would have to ask just who do they represent and who appointed them? Because I see nothing good coming out of this group, and I totally support them being sent somewhere else. Ron DeSantis is asking for the death penalty concerning pedophiles. Looks like Disney will be hiring, and there'll be a mass exodus by Hollywood. And Hunter best not visit Florida. Anyway, Putin has banned GMOs from Russia. No imports, no farming, zip nada. He's banned it all. And in America, we just ban the labels, so you don't know if you're eating GMOs or not. This is sure messing up the image of Putin with the lamestream media. It seems he keeps doing what is best for his people, you know, taking out weaponized biolabs, child and sex trafficking rings, extremely corrupt politicians, is all anti-American, according to the lamestream news. So how many billions have we sent over there? I think we're at 40 billion now. I'm not sure what it is. Okay, the first Abrams tank landed in Ukraine, and they named it Stacy. Anyway, according to Matt Gaetz, top officials in the FBI and the DOJ are on the dole with Russia. Seems the only person that did not take money from Russia was Trump, yet the lamestream media continued to lie about Russian collusion, even though the evidence points to the Democrats and the weaponization of the agencies. So basically one Democrat after another with the fake dossier, everything. There's so much Russia collusion on the Democratic side and none, you know, on Trump's side. So I think it's one finger pointed forward and three back on that one. You know, I don't think they're ever going to cover that though. Coca-Cola is in big trouble. They were caught adding extremely toxic chemicals, PFAS. The body cannot break down a discharge, creating organ failure, you know, and they're adding these to Simply Orange and other products. God knows what other products. I don't know what else they're in, but PFASs are 12,000 chemicals used in mass production to resist water, stains, heat, et cetera. And this kind of, you know, does this validate the conspiracy theories? The mega corporations are involved in a slow kill operation, poisoning in America. You know, Pepsi had sweeteners derived from human fetuses in their drinks. Does this promote cannibalism? McDonald's has been busted for having human flesh in their burgers. You know, it makes one go, You know, so there's more. James O'Keefe with Veritas released an investigation into Pfizer where insiders were saying they were doing gain-of-function research, making mutant viruses and vaccines to make mutant humans. Let me go through that again. People that didn't get, the insiders are saying, and these are the top guys. This is like the second guy down from the chief, basically, that they caught, you know, caught him on camera. And he says they're doing gain-of-function research, making mutant viruses and the vaccines to counteract the mutant viruses, and they're making mutant humans. And, you know, why would they create mutant viruses after making trillions on previous viruses that conspiracy theorists claim that they had a hand in? Seriously, these labs need to be shut down. The latest data shows vaccines did not work. Your natural immune system is 300% better than the failed vaccines with no clots, heart attacks, or strokes. So why is this being allowed to continue and expand? Is there another global elite genocide just because they all cheered? At Davos concerning population reductions, you know, this shouldn't point the finger at them. Of course not. Every time I drive by a church and I see, get your vax now, vaccine, you know, what would Jesus do? It's like, you know, Jesus wouldn't be endangering the children, period. You know, so I just cringe when I see this. You know, Eric, you go into all the stores and they're still pushing these vaccines. And they've lost the narrative on that one. You know, your immune system's so much more effective and the adverse effects are just off the scale. So anyway, that's all coming out now. The world's largest tire graveyard in Kuwait is on fire. It looks like a giant volcano of toxic fumes. And so much for cow farts creating global warming, you know, and all these volcanoes going off and everything else. Good luck with that. And they want to get rid of the cows because they want to save the meat for themselves, transfer the wealth to the elite to solve the problems they created and make us eat bugs. I mean, seriously, they don't want you eating meat because they want to eat the meat. That's basically what it's about. You know, they're eating steaks and lobster and shrimp cocktails and everything at Davos, you know, and they all flew there in their private jets. You know, some flew 20 miles in a private jet, massive helicopters, all these things coming in. And they're worried about a carbon footprint. Seriously, you know, I don't know how much longer the left can keep pushing these agendas, because they're just falling on their faces. NASA keeps filming fleets of ships some miles long. And obviously you've never heard of this. And maybe that's why NASA stands for never a straight answer. Telescopes in Hawaii have been monitoring the ships for some time. And on YouTube, you can actually type in, UFOs in Hawaii and see all kinds of footage. And we have it up on our site too, on all of our, it's on our website, it's on VMO, it's on Rumble, it's everywhere. It's on eSETI TV. We have all this footage of just massive ships coming in one after another, and there's whole fleets that are flying around Hawaii here, but haven't heard of it, have you? Gee, I wonder why. As far as UFOs and the posers versus the authentic wars in the field of ufology continue. Unfortunately, the posers and their heavily funded backers involved in the controlled narrative have acquired control over the airwaves and media outlets. The question they can answer are, why are those ships appearing globally? Why are you censoring people like eSETI that have demonstrated redundantly contact with off-world visitors for over 40 years? Why are you still asking if UFOs are real and covering events 75 years old like Roswell, ignoring contacts happening now? You know, exactly what is their agenda, and where is the integrity in perpetuating the deception? Do we have to wait another 75 years to get to the truth? Are we going to watch more social engineering documentaries to keep it in the past, far away, something in some distant future with the same people regurgitating the same recycled ignorance? You know, it's time to do our own research. It's time to make your own contacts. They're waiting. They're just a loving, joyous thought away. Once we rise to the occasion, they'll connect with us. It's up to us to meet them halfway. And if it were not for the controlled narrative and censorship, we'd have contact. We would have had access to incredible healing technology, anti and counter-gravity replicators, etc. It's time to challenge the controlled narrative and those who perpetuate it. So start asking those questions, why are you sensing ongoing contacts? Long history of ongoing contacts. Why are you censoring people who are having contact now? Why are you keeping everything in the past and keeping it far away? Why do you keep regurgitating nonsense about helicopters or jets seeing a fuzzy tic-tac, in the distance, and that's the best we got? Come on, we have a secret space fleet out there. We have Solar Warden, we have all these, Corey Goods talked all about this. The narrative's over, the controlled narrative is over. The censorship game is just laughable. So time to just not participate anymore. It's an insult to our intelligence to continue in this nonsense. So anyway, that's the news. There's so much going on. I can cover a lot of that later. Check out our newsletter. I'm covering a lot of things in our newsletter about what's happening, the future changes, everything. And so go to eSETI.org, check out the newsletter, and check out the ships. I mean, there are so many ships. Last show, we showed a lot of them. Several other shows, we've shown a lot of them. I talked about them on Coast to Coast recently and on other shows. So, basically it's out there if you want to check into it. Or if you want to just keep being entertained by the controlled narrative, go for that. But you'll be in the dark. So anyway. We're going to go on to the questions. We said we do more question and answer. Seems like people love the question and answers. And if I don't know something, I'll tell you, I'm not sure, or else I'll premise it, because there's a lot of different ways of looking at things. All right.
Who are the Archon? How are they related to Elohim, to Anunnaki, Draco?
Boy, right off the bat. Okay. Okay. Archon means ruler. And in ancient Greece, there was 9 chief magistrates, and they call them the Archons. So that's one definition of it. And another definition is a person who claims the right to rule or exercise power, sovereign authority over others and other human beings. That's another definition of Archon. So either way, they call them the rulers of the world, the secret masters of money. There's so many different definitions for these. So I kind of feel that you know, universal law is that we, you know, we're not here to control others or manipulate others. All that goes against universal law. We're here to empower others and serve others. And we're supposed to serve in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth and help people reach their highest potential. And that's universal law. So whatever, any way you look at it, this is outside of universal law. And so basically there's rumors about the Atlanteans were ruled by archons. The Satanist church has nine leaders they call archons, I guess, that are rulers, you know, they're overlords, you might say. Archons keep, they just have a not so good connotation, no matter how you frame it. There's a lot of people that kind of put the royal reptilians, Dracos, Tall Grays, the Orion Alliance, the negative Orion Alliance, not the Orion Council of Light. They put all those in the field of archons. And so, and these are all controllers and manipulators that somehow think they have the right to rule over others and humanity. So it's there's so many different ways of packaging this, and so many people have packaged it in different ways. And so, you know, the Nag Hammadi talks about the archons as well. But anyway, they don't seem like a fun bunch to hang out with. So I would not hang out with these guys unless you need to be controlled and dominated. And some people are sheep and they want to be told what to do, when to do it, and where to do it. So anyway, if that's what you want to do, kudos to you.
Do you think that they have anything to do with, we hear a lot about the Council of Nine?
Yeah, the Council of Nine, if you do research on that, it's highly tied to Buharic, the CIA, a lot of the mind control stuff. It's tied to the Satanic Church. It's tied to a lot of different things. And so I'm kind of, whenever I hear the Council of Nine, I've had people challenge me and say, who are the, are you working with the Council of Nine? And I say, no, you know, and they go, well, then you're nobody, you know, you're, you don't know what you're talking about. And I say, well, actually I do. I haven't had, I've seen beings appear, like seven different beings appear together before. I've stood before councils, the Andromedan councils and a master's councils, where I saw Babaji and Yeshua and a whole bunch of other masters. And some, one being was blue, very tall. A lot of different beings on these councils. There's a lot of, you know, there's the Palladian councils, the Orion Council of Light, the Andromedan councils, which is one of the highest councils, the Andromedan Council. And these are mythologically known, the Andromedans, they're as archangels. And not to be confused with other Andromedans, Andromeda is a huge system. There's some blue Andromedans, there's some, I guess, supposedly there's some Andromedans that aren't so good, you know, that are manipulators, but I haven't run into them, so I've just heard about them. So I can't really, you know, I can only talk about what I've experienced, but I have experienced the 8 to 10 foot tall Andromedans. They have magnetized light bodies and they have light ships, and the Orion Council of Light, I work a lot with them, and a lot of Palladians, I work with them. And so I've had a long history with the Syrians too, the feline beings, and working very close with them, and quite a few others, inner earth beings. So, but there seems like a lot of new kids on the block, and most, the ones that come to us are pretty benevolent, because the other ones don't allow the malevolent ones to come in.
Are the Archon related to Elohim or to the Anunnaki?
Okay, when you get back to the ancient past, the ancient Lyrians were, or Lyrans, people call them, are they're the bearded gods. And so we have a joke when people say, I don't believe in God. I said, which God don't you believe in? You know, you've got the Egyptian gods, the Greek gods, the Hebrew gods. There's two of them. A lot of people don't understand that one. It's a long story, but Jehovah and Yahweh, they're two different beings. The Old Testament was Jehovah. The New Testament was Yahweh. And Yahweh is actually written into your DNA. And God, how many, I mean, I can go on and on with all these gods. So all these bearded gods of old, a lot of those are tied into the ancient Lyrans. And so whenever you hear the bearded God, and the God said this and God said that, and a lot of times that was these ancient lyrens, the bearded ones are very tall beings. And some are 24 feet tall. And and then you've got the demigods, which were offsprings of the gods, which were half human, half God, supposedly. And this God with a little g. They're not the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. That's the creator God. That's beyond the beard and it's beyond gender, beyond everything. So there is something beyond all that. The Archons, if you're talking about a fallen Anunnaki, some people could say, like Enlil and Marduk and those guys, they were fallen Anunnaki. They wanted to control and rule everything. And Enlil was a defeated warrior, and Marduk, his greatest hero was Alexander the Great. Alexander Great's greatest hero was Marduk. I had it backwards, and he actually went to his grave and prayed over it. But anyway, it's, again, it goes back to that same issue about they feel they have a right to be rulers of the world and control and dominate everything. And that's completely against universal law. So I like to look at things more about consciousness and energy and action versus labeling everything. And if you're trying to rule the world and dominate others and not empower and serve others, then you're outside of universal law in my book, you can hit the road, So.
What percentage, if any, of the chemtrails that we see are beneficial, either by intent or that some have been transmuted by someone?
Yeah, the chemtrail issue. I never bought into beneficial chemtrails. I'm sorry. There's a long history of chemtrails being not beneficial. If you look at what's in them, the heavy metals and everything that has been in these, chemtrails it's not good for it's not good for humanity. It's not good for the earth. It's destroying the environment. The aluminum blocks the uptake of nutrients into the roots of trees. It's destroying the forest. Barium is definitely not good for you. They're even finding radioactive material in these chemtrails. So any way you look at it, it's not good. And they're also finding graphene in these chemtrails, which has turned everybody into an antenna. So you get all these heavy metals in your system and graphene and things like that. I guess pretty soon you're going to be a robot, basically. You're going to be a big antenna. So any way you look at it, I don't think they're good. Everybody can say, oh, they're good. They're cooling the planet. They're saying they're putting vaccines in them that are good. I've heard all these stories. I believe in nature. Nature takes care of herself. Just leave her alone.
What frequencies remove mind control?
I think this goes back to know thyself, basically. When you have made your own personal connection with Creator and you have your own soul connection, that is the best frequency. And then you can discern what's yours and what's not. If it doesn't feel good, if it's trying to guide you to do something against your core being or against your soul or whatever, then, you can always shut off that frequency or ignore it. Do something else, do something physical, get busy. There is, computer to brain technology. They can do the voice of God and make you think things are your thought or it's God talking to you. They did that to Bush. There was a big joke because George Jr. there, they were going over the intercom and they're saying, this is God. I have a message for you. And again, poor guy was buying it. And at first, I guess he finally figured it out, but anyway, I heard all these stories like that, and really, it goes back to universal law. If things are outside of universal law, don't do it. If it's harming another or harming the earth or whatever, don't do it. It's that simple. If it doesn't feel right, change channels. Don't do it. And so I think it's about self awareness. Know when you're being manipulated. Know when thoughts are coming in that aren't yours. And you have to just say, like, not mine, and then call on the higher beings and have it cleared out. And grounding. Get yourself grounded. And that's really a good one, too. But don't get into fear, and don't take all this stuff seriously. And don't a lot of targeted individuals, their fear is allowing it to get, it's perpetuating it, making it worse. And so you just laugh at it and go, yeah, that's funny. That's a good joke. You know, that was, and just go on about your business.
What do you know, or what do you think about Malaysia Flight 370? The plane never landed.
Yeah, that Malaysia Flight 370. There was actually some scientists on there and researchers, and they created a system, and it was a $1 billion system. And one of the Rockefellers was part of that. And the deal was that if they disappeared, all of the technology goes to him. And it's a $1 billion technology. That's one conspiracy theory, which really kind of adds up. And I think the reason they never found parts or anything else, because the plane actually landed on an island. I forget the name of the island. And they just repainted it. You know, they took and repainted it and flew it out. And you know, God knows what happened to all the researchers that were on that plane. But, you know, when you have a $1 billion prize for making people disappear, it's probably what happened to it.
Well, we have a submarine cause a tsunami wave spreading across eastern seaboard, causing the coastlines to change.
Yeah, they did that in Japan. Actually, that's one of the things they did in Japan. And they could do that. There's a possibility. I think it's really tricky. They have all these nefarious plans, and they keep getting thwarted by the white hats. And so there's a lot of people that are working on our behalf that are thwarting a lot of these things. And, you know, it goes into, my newsletter, I'm going to talk about the future. And there's so many elements involved in that. It's a series of events. And if one event gets blocked, the other events may not happen. And it's, we can't look at it in time either, because time doesn't really work in this. It's tricky. And so the future right now is really fluid. And a lot of it depends on good men and women doing something, and not just turning a blind eye and allowing these things to happen. I mean, look what just happened with the jab. You know, how many people turned a blind eye to what was going on? And now that all the information is out, they're still turning a blind eye, and they're still just doing whatever they're told. And this, you know, now they're going after the children, which I think is the end game. You start screwing with the children, with the child trafficking and the other stuff happening to children right now, and then jabbing them when they don't need it, and, you know, creating the cancers and the strokes and the heart attacks. It's like, it's game over. That's the end. You know, even Jesus said that, you know, that you cross that line, it's over.
What do you know about the Enforcer, referred to often by Kim Gogan?
I really haven't followed her. That I've heard her a couple times. I haven't followed her. I don't know who the Enforcer is. I really don't know anything about that. There's a lot of pretty intense claims being made there, I don't know. There's a lot of people that say they've got control over everything, but it doesn't look that way. You know, it's things are still happening that shouldn't be happening.
Do you believe that governments will crash?
I think a lot of governments will transform, and probably sometimes that means crashing. I think a lot of monetary systems are going to crash shift into a more beneficial monetary system, and eventually we'll do away with money. We won't need it. But we're all in flux right now, and definitely, look at Brazil right now. I mean, Brazil is what we should be doing, basically. But a lot of countries are stepping up to the plate and saying enough's enough.
When do you think the energy that is coming in will be so strong that nobody can use black magic, spells, or project anything on somebody else?
I think when people rise to the occasion and remember who they are. You know, I saw this thing on Telegram, I think it was, where a woman said, she goes, I can't wait for the time when everybody allows God to move through them and treat everybody else. You know, the love of God moves through everyone and treats everybody else the same. And really when that happens, all this other stuff goes, it goes out the door. And, you know, the thing about it right now is that, and I talk about in the newsletter, there's a quickening going on. And so everything is surfacing. We're seeing everything for what it is. Nothing's hidden anymore. It's all coming up. We're seeing the true character of people, what their real agendas are. And that's been prophesized. You know, that's all coming up. So it's, there's no getting away from it. And the quickening is actually accelerating this. It's accelerating karma and the action-reaction principle. And it's bringing the truth up about what's really happening. So, you know, we don't have the luxury of working for the dark side anymore, or the dark hearts, you know, or we can't work for the beast anymore, because the karma is going to be almost instant. And the knowledge of what you did and how you got paid and everything else is all going to come out too. So we need to make that shift and just stop working for the beast, basically.
Will 5D be like the rapture, where the evil disappears from Earth in the blink of an eye?
5D. I tell you what, in meditation, Babaji told me that there's a bifurcation of worlds, that there's going to be a split. And we hit that critical mass point, and there's kind of a split, and we're already jumping timelines. A lot of us are going between worlds now. You know, probably I would say when we go into 5D, it's game over for the other ones. Now, we recently found out something was really interesting to us. There was a being that was in 5D that fell because they connected with AI and they wanted total supremacy and power. And they thought this AI would give it to them in protection. And it turned out it dropped them out of 5D. They can't get back, but they're wreaking havoc down here. So we had to have other beings come in and take them out and move them on, you know. But that's the only time I've seen a connection with the dark, nasty stuff with 5D. And this being could not get back into 5D, and he was wreaking all kinds of havoc down here in 4 and 3D.
Have there been civilizations as advanced or more advanced than the current one on this planet besides Atlantis?
Oh, God, there's been, well, the ancient Lyrians that came here, they had incredible ships, and they were the first colonies, and they colonized Australia, and from there they went to Africa, and then the second colonization was the Pleiadians that started Atlantis and Lemuria, and even before that, there was the Andromedans came here, and the Nazca lines, I think it is, I can't remember, the Nazca lines or whatever. Yeah, those, the Andromedans are the ones that did that, but they couldn't stay here because the earth was messing with their frequencies. I think they're just too high frequency to be here, and they're getting sick and their frequencies are lowering and they're having problems. And so they left. But yeah, there's been some very, very advanced. I mean, we still can't build the temples and, you know, cut the rocks and levitate them that they did, you know, today. So obviously a lot of very advanced.
Is the Galactic Federation here to help take down the New World Order cabal, or are they here merely to prevent nuclear holocaust?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, again, that goes the Federation and the Alliance, and everybody has different names for all these different groups. But I think they're taking a much more active role right now, and they are taking out the cabal and taking out, they're definitely taking out the influences that are outside of our pay grade. Like they've been taking out a lot of the reptilians, the royal reptilians, the tall grays, a lot of these other groups they're taking out because it's really outside of our pay grade. We don't have the technologies, and they've been sharing technologies, and there's units in the Secret Space Force and things like that that have been trained to do this and take care of, you know, clean out the underground tunnels and things like that. So a lot of that's going on. And the inner earth also joined in to clean up this mess. And so there is a major planetary liberation program underway. They do have certain rules they have to abide by. You know, with me, I just say, give me a beam ship and a full bank of lasers and a teleporter, and I'll take care of everything. But that's why I don't have a beam ship and a full bank of lasers. But yeah, they're a lot more, let's say, kinder than I would be. But and that's what it's all about, practicing love and kindness, you know, and that's where they're at. But, you know, they give them every opportunity to change and heal and clean up and do restitution. And most time they don't take it. And even they know it's going to be their demise, they keep going. And that shocks them sometimes. But I think the gloves are off now and they're really actively doing a major cleanup.
Can you shed some light on what some are calling the weaponization of the food supply?
Yeah, we just talked about the food supply, about the stuff and a lot of the soft drinks and the bottles and the estrogen mimickers, and you know, they're creating the gay, they call it the gay frog syndrome, because the frogs are picking up on all this stuff, because all of our stuff goes into the rivers, and it's really a mess. It's so well orchestrated, and there's so much of it happening that I'm surprised that somebody the whistleblowers are starting to come out and saying, this is wrong, this is bad. And they're finally doing it. And when you go down and you buy orange juice, I mean, how do you screw up orange juice? I mean, that's intentional. When you add all this crap to it, that's carcinogenic and creates organ failure and stuff like that, you've got an agenda, and people need to look at those agendas. And that's happening in all the processed foods, it seems like lately. It's you got to just start eating close to the earth and grow your own food and go organic and, you know, go to your local farmers markets and things like that the most you can.
Would you consider doing a video on helping to meditate and guiding on how to communicate with our benevolent ETs?
Yeah, I've done a video on that. You know, there's a world in personal healing meditation, and it's on the website. And so I'd go and check that out. And it's amazing. It takes you up through the vibrational continuum. It cleanses every level of your being, your physical, you know, body, your mental, emotional body, your astral body, and takes you up into the higher dimensions. And so that's the healing aspect of it. But then when you get up into the higher dimensions, you merge with your higher dimensional selves, and then you send energy back to the earth and help the earth happen. But I've done there's a lot of those on YouTube. There's one on our site, and I may do another one. Next big event comes around, I might do a global meditation. We'll see. But it's actually on the eseti.org website.
Can ivermectin, horse paste, clear up scar tissue in the lungs?
Yeah, that's a medical question I can't really get into, but what's that?
It's Dirt Road Discussions.
Dirt Road Discussions.
On Telegram.
Yeah, go to Telegram and type in Dirt Road Discussions. And these guys are masters at, you know, ivermectin and probably hydrochloroquine and everything else.
The protocol.
Yeah, all the protocols and everything. And personally, I've been using it, and we've been making our own hydrochloroquine here naturally. And I've been on it, and my health's gone way up. My energy levels have gone way up, and it's countering a lot of the other stuff going on. And so definitely Dirt Road Discussions on Telegram, check them out. And they have all that information. There's a lot of other websites, the other frontline doctors, other people have different protocols but that Dirt Road Discussions is probably the best one to get help you need.
How much longer is all this going to go on with the orchestrating of all these tornadoes and floods?
Yeah, that's another one. That goes back to the chemtrail question. I told people, I said, you'll know we won when the chemtrails end. And that's when we have control of our planet again and in our country. But, you know, obviously, Now, before, I think the dark arts were definitely in control of all the weather manipulation, everything. But now that the white hats might have taken control of some of that, because some of the areas where they're doing operations, where they're bagging a lot of people and taking out strongholds, you know, for the deep state and the other stuff. There seems to be a major weather pattern hit that area first, and then that kind of shuts down everything, and then they can go do their job, but keeps everybody else out of harm's way. So it might be a little of both going on, you know, who knows, but you know, Russia has that technology, China has that technology, we have that technology, I'm sure other countries have that technology, and you know, God knows who's using it. I think, you know, if you had radar detectors and energy detectors around the planet, you could figure out where it's, you can triangulate where it's coming from or who's doing it.
I'm curious on your point of view. I'm single for a long time and I don't want to be in a relationship with someone who's vaccinated. What are your thoughts on it? Would you personally be in a relationship with someone who got the shot? If so, why would or wouldn't you?
I'm having trouble being in a relationship with somebody that's human. I mean, there's so much processing going on, you know, and with the energy I work with, it's like instant. I mean, everything just comes up instantly. We're talking hours, sometimes days. And you know, when we talk about relationships there, it's really, you can't really pigeonhole any of this stuff because everybody's different and everybody has different things to do down here, and we all have our own unique soul purposes, and we have different belief systems, and some of those belief systems need to be tested and taxed and see if they serve us any longer. Like when you get up in the higher dimensions, they don't have, nobody owns anybody, that nobody controls anybody, they don't have jealousy, none of that exists. They're not bound financially, they don't have financial fears, they don't, the children are taken care of, you know, all that. It's a whole different reality in the higher levels of consciousness and energy. And some people come together and mate and are, have a real divine connection, and that's, and they're good with that. And other people feel it's too limited, you know? So like in the Pleiades, a lot of people don't get married till they're 70. That was a minimum because you're too young. You haven't experienced enough. And, but, you know, they live to be 1200 minimum years, some even longer. But anyway, it's, that's one of those things about relative. Now going back to the vax, that's a tough one. I would really have to love somebody because I would be taking a big chance. The jury's not out yet on all this stuff. I've heard different, 10 different stories about the spike proteins. And some people say they stay in the blood, but you are sharing fluids, you know. It's tricky because I've heard so many different stories and I don't know which one to believe, but, I mean, somebody that just got the, it's sad because if you got the vax, there's either two things going on. One, you're part of social, you've been totally socially engineered to do it, or two, you were forced into doing it. And that's kind of sad. And if you're doing things to mitigate that, to get that crap out of your system, then I think we need to help people do that, get it out of their system. It's really tricky. And, you know, they're having all these strokes and heart attacks and everything else. And like at the ranch, we're not equipped for that. There's so much energy coming in at the ranch. People come there and we've had people have strokes and we've had to deal with that and heart attacks and we're just not equipped for it, you know. So it takes a while for an ambulance to come and everything else. And so we to be on caution, on the side of caution, you know, we've been saying no vaxes at the ranch. And the reason we do that, because, you know, if somebody's pregnant and they connect with somebody that's been vaxed, there's research that says that it's creating a lot of miscarriages, it's transferable, and you want to protect, you know, the woman and her child, you know. So there really needs to be some severe clinical research not funded by the drug companies to find out what's really going on here and what the real agenda is. But right now it's we're still looking at that, you know, looking at what's the highest and best good. I have some really good friends that are vaxxed and they did it because they couldn't see their kids or they couldn't do this or they couldn't, you know, they couldn't work and things like that. Now they're really sorry they did it and they're trying to figure out how to get it out of their system. And they are doing what's necessary to get it out of their system. And so to them, you know, we still hang out and and it's okay. But it's tricky. You know, each case is different. So I think it depends on the person. It depends on if they're doing everything necessary to get it out of their system, and do your research on how much this spreads or how it spreads and things like that. Because, you know, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know what to believe. I've heard some very top researchers say, no, it stays in the blood. And I've heard other people say, no, the spike proteins are come out. You know, they come out and they're communicable. So I don't know what that's, jury's out on that one right now. I'm not sure either way.
I heard someone say that there are people who have two higher selves, or that there are people who have the same higher self. Is that even possible?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it is possible. The a lot of people have the same main teacher and guide. And a lot of people, like the Palladians, have the ability to incarnate at least five different people, five different beings if they choose to. Some of these really high advanced beings can do that in civilization. So it's highly possible to have the same guide. And I noticed too that guides will work together and they'll send us people. And all of a sudden we're doing these clearing, the transpersonal release sessions. And all of a sudden we'll do one and this will be their main teacher and guide. And then the next one's the same guide. And we go, wow, that was trippy. You know, the same guide. They have the same main teacher and guide, which is not uncommon. But, and then we find out that that main teacher and guide is one we work with a lot, and she's sending people to us to do the transpersonal release session. So it's all connected. You know, it's like, yeah, I work with Jesus and Mary and Ezekiel and Babaji and everything else. I'm sure thousands of other people or millions are doing that.
But is your higher self your own soul?
Or yeah, you're on a soul level, you can split and come into different bodies on that level.
Okay. Can you give a little more insight regarding the mantis? Mm-hmm. Are they interested in dealing with us?
Yeah, there's, I want to go further than the soul thing.
Okay.
The soul, it's kind of interesting. You have to understand, it's kind of like the Matrix or whatever. On a soul level, your souls are vast. They're powerful, and they can't be trapped or caught or anything else. Your astral body, your lower mental bodies, they can mess with that stuff, but not your soul. And but the people have any idea how vast your souls are. So if you look at a hologram, like within a hologram, it has the whole. Everything, the whole is in the hologram, in the piece. And you have to understand, like just like we are sparks of the divine flame, that our spark can become the divine flame. And so, and we're not any less. We have that potential. We're not even less. The potential is there in the spark to become the divine flame. So there's no loss in splitting into five different bodies and coming down here. It's not like there's a loss of consciousness, like you're only at 1/5 energy, you know. Right. It doesn't work that way. So we have to think differently, think outside the box. Okay, what was the other one? I forgot.
Can you give a little more insight regarding the mantis? Are they interested in dealing with us?
You know, I've had mantis beings come to me and I didn't feel threatened by them. So, and I've heard two different stories. There's some mantises that got chipped and they're under control of some of the negative ones. And just like there's some humans that got chipped and they're under control of the negative ones. It's like, I guess that goes on a big scale. And I know they're DNA masters, they're genetic masters. They have some incredible abilities. And I've seen some that you're see-through. You see through them and they're translucent and they're beautiful beings. And so I hear that clicking around me every once in a while, and I know they're around, but they're just hanging out. They've never done anything to me. You know, they're just checking us out.
What percent of people are without souls? What percent of people are reptilians?
Yeah, that's something I'd have to meditate on and see what the numbers are. You know, when you go into AI, they showed a thing when there was 50 people, only one of them was real in AI. And that kind of blows your mind. You really think about that. Well, there's a biological thing happening very similar to that. And there are, like, they took Morgan Freeman, I think it was, and they had a guy talking, and then they had Morgan Freeman above him with all of his inflections, everything. You could not tell. His mouth was moving the same, everything. It was a computer program, and you could not tell it was not Morgan Freeman. So there's no way you could tell. And then they go, well, I'm not. The guy goes, I'm not even real. I'm a like a hologram, acting like a hologram. And so, you know, we're going into the matrix right now. There's it's hard to believe. You don't know what's real or what's not real. You don't know what's a mask. You don't know what's a clone. You don't know what's an actor. You don't know what's a hologram. All of this stuff. It's, we're in that. We're in a 5D war, basically, and 4D, actually. Most of that's happening in 3 and 4D, but there's so much going on. Who knows? I think I haven't looked at the numbers, but I know last time we checked, it was a high 80% were taken out, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
It was in the high 80% of the reptilians and these regenerate ETs were taken out. There's still some here, and there's still some got their hooks into people, and some people willingly and some people don't know, but they're doing it in ignorance. But anyway, that's on its way out. It's all, they're not frequency specific to where the earth is ascending to, and neither are the Illuminati and these other guys. So it's just a matter of time before that whole thing implodes.
Could you talk about Arcturians more?
You know, Arcturians is kind of out of my lane. I don't know that much about Arcturians. I've met them. I've had very few experiences with them. I have some good friends that are very connected to them. What I found out, because I work a lot with the Orion Council of Light and with the Pleiadians and the Andromedans and the Sirians, that sometimes other groups will hold back because there's kind of a mission happening. There's a something else happening there, and they don't want to interfere in it. And so I think that's one reason why I don't know a lot about the Arcturians. I've seen where their ships hover over a house. I have some Native American elders I know that work with them. I forgot her name. She changed her name twice now. So I think it's Tashana or I don't know. But anyway, I'm brain farting right now. Excuse me. She's a good friend of mine too. I should remember her, but she changed her name. But
was she the one that did the medicine wheel?
Yeah, she did the medicine wheel.
It's something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I'm sure she'll text me and say, what, you forgot me? I didn't forget you. I remember your energy and your soul. I just trying to get it. It's, I know she changed her name though, but I don't want to say the right
Tassahara.
No, Tassahara isn't the
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, Tassahara is a retreat. It's like a Zen retreat, and then Tassamara is a sixth dimensional master.
Okay.
Okay. If I remember right.
When will broadcasting happen at healing 432 megahertz as opposed to what is now? Is it relatively easy to go from one to the other?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that. I think it is easy, especially music, and just retune your guitars and things like that and play. And I know a lot of musicians that are doing that, and you really love their energy, the music, it's different. And it's important to do that too. You don't want discordant music, you know, or energy in your space, and it messes up your whole frequencies. So unfortunately, they chose the discordant energies to run through a lot of TV and radios and all the other stuff. But there are switches being made, changes being made. And I think it's relatively easy to switch over. And I think we need to do that on a mass scale.
I think some people are doing it, just like you said.
Yeah, a lot of musicians are doing it.
Hi, James. would just like an update on the arcs on Earth and awakening giants, if you could. Got one more question after this.
I don't know how much time we have left, but the the arcs. I know they found these arcs a lot. They're finding a lot of stuff in Antarctica, and there they're finding huge, a very advanced civilization with the feline beings and a lot of different beings, ancient Lyrians and things like that, which ties into the other question earlier. The arcs, I've heard about them. I know people on the inside that have talked about them. There's a lot of information. I know there was a ship in Afghanistan they kept trying to pull out and kept disappearing. You hear about all these stories, but I haven't seen them myself. I haven't touched them and felt them. I'm only going by what other people have said in stories. And we asked the higher beings if they're real, and they said, yes, they are. And so I think they're here for a certain time. I'll have to look into it. I'm not sure what's happening with, I know they're starting to get into them, and you can't get into them unless you have the keys. You know, I think DNA is the key.
Do you think they're trying to awaken the giants?
Yeah, there's a lot of giants in stasis, and I think those are the ancient Lyrians and the Anunnaki. And some of them, it would be great to have them back. You know, some we don't want back because there's fallen Anunnaki too. So it depends on which ones are awakening. I think they should have a major history lesson before they awaken these things. But I think they're designed to awaken for these times. And hopefully they'll come up and serve humanity, the earth, and the other ones, some were self-serving. So when they come up, they'll try to rule the earth, and they have some pretty intense technology and abilities. So probably not a good idea to wake those ones up.
I hear constantly about the rapture, especially in biblical terms. Please explain just exactly what it is.
Yeah, the rapture. There's, if you talk to the real scholars about the rapture, they say that a lot of that stuff was made up by certain ministers in the past and this and this. And it was a thing about, you know, really getting people to straighten up and fly right. And because you don't know when it's going to happen and all this other stuff. And I don't know, it's like the word God. I mean, when you say the word God, what do you get from that? You know, it's been so abused and misused and twisted and used to control the masses and everything else. The image of God, there's, you know, as I said, there's thousands of images of God. Look how many Bibles there are out there and sacred books. And so it's all kind of convoluted, that whole thing. But what was the question as I just went off track?
The rapture.
What the rapture.
Is it a doctrine?
I'll tell you what I understand. And what I was told, I said before, Babaji came in and told me that there would be a bifurcation of worlds. Now, the Native Americans talk about two worlds. And there's one group that chooses technology and control over others and abuse. And that group is on a downward spiral. They're imploding and they eventually gone, disappear. The other group that's aligned with universal law, and which is basically brother, sister, love, universal peace, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. That's what universal law is. It's in service to others and in service to the creator within all creation. And it's helping others, those less fortunate, to ascend and become all they can be, reach their highest potential. That's the real game that we should be playing. And so it's kind of like those who choose that path are eventually going to ascend. And if you're heavily on that path and you die, you're going to keep, you know, there's a burn and you get a little gift and that gets cleaned up and you make it into the higher levels. And it's all about intent. You know, you don't have to get everything perfect, but just do the best you can. And so we are going to reach that point now. Are we all going to do it at the same time? I don't think so. I think there's already people jumping. There's people with like 7D consciousness right now walking the earth. And they still have physical bodies, but they're attuning to the seventh dimension. So when they go, what are they going to do? They'll probably go back to the seventh. You know, there's people in fourth, fifth, sixth, you know, that are already there. They're already aligned there. When they cross over, that's where they're going to go. And some people, their bodies are just going to go out in a flash, boom, and then they ascended. You know, they took the body with them. And so these programs where we're all going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya and go together, I just don't think those that we've done that to program about God 50 times in my lifetime, where we're the rapture or the ascension was going to happen on this day. And we're all supposed to sell everything and meet in a certain place and hold hands, and it was going to happen, and it didn't, you know? And so that's been going on for God knows how long, that whole story. But I think don't let anything distract you from being loving, being kind, and operating from universal law. You know, just do your part to help others, to assist in the awakening of humanity and the earth and the planetary liberation. And if you get on the right side of the fence and again, operate on universal law, you're probably going to go places. If you stay, you know, working for the beast and you keep trying to control and dominate and spy on people and manipulate people, and you know, your main goal is power and wealth, you know, like some of the Illuminati forces, they have this insatiable desire for power and wealth and greed. It's insatiable. You know, they can't, that these guys are going down. I mean, there's you know, it doesn't, I tell you, what's the goal? The goal is what do you want in your life? Do you want love? You know, do you want joy? Do you want abundance? Does it bring you joy to help others? You know, service to humanity, does that feel good in the heart? You know, it doesn't feel good doing disservices to humanity and the earth. I mean, you really got to look at this and to say, there's no love in money. There's no love in material objects. They're just touchstones. There's no joy in them either. That joy is happening within. It's your belief system that's creating that joy. And you believe that fancy car is going to make you happy, then that's going to make you happy temporarily until somebody smashes it or steals it or keys it, you know, or something. And then you're really unhappy and your whole self-esteem went down the toilet because your self-esteem was based on that fancy car. So that's all transitory. It's not going to work. And that's where these guys are going. They really think sense gratification and the money and owning all the houses and the boats and all that stuff is going to make them happy. And eventually, when you meet these people, they're the most unhappy people on the planet. And why? Because they have no love in their life. Everybody's just manipulating them to get what they want. And they can't trust anybody or anything else. So, and that's the American dream. We've been pushed this false narrative on us that, you know, to get the fancy house, the big car, the boat, the bronze beauty and all that other stuff. And a lot of that's just empty. So basically, you know, it's all about within everybody is this loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God or goddess, basically. And that's your core being. And so why give it up? And that's where you need to go. And so it's all about internal versus external. And so I think we're out of time. So we're going to leave on that note. And, you know, basically it's keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. That's all you need. And that's a prerequisite for contact. It's a prerequisite for making your own personal contact with Creator. You know, that's the goal and that's the way. And so we'll just leave it at that. So everybody have a great evening and we'll see you on the other side. Good night.